Hi, friends. I'm Scott. This is the What a Weird Week podcast for Friday, May 19th. California UFO mystery solved. An indictment in infamous shoe crime. Yeah, shoe crime. Crime about shoes.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Thanks for coming back to the What a Weird Week podcast or checking it out for the first time. If you're new, what we do is every Friday we drop a Weird News of the Week Top 10 audio podcast and we do a blog post with all of the stories and a YouTube video. Click shownotes.page or just in your podcast show notes, you'll find that link. Shownotes.page, that's where you get it all. This is season 4, episode 34. We're pretty deep into the episodes. Holy mackerel.
10.
Okay, number 10 is the gator that fooled us all. It happened on Treasure Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida. Police on night beach patrol were surprised by a tricky gator, a very large gator. They posted on their Facebook, "Look at the size of that gator." And then upon closer inspection, it's a giant alligator sand sculpture. Somebody left it there for the night, I guess, the night beach goers or the beach patrol to be terrified of. But it is very realistic. If you want to see the photo, we link to the Miami Herald story and the photo in the show notes.
9.
Number 9, weirdest story of the week. It's wrong to blame the dog for your crimes, right? Right, you guys? I don't have a dog. I have the asthma. But police in Colorado say they pulled over a driver who was speeding and driving erratically. The driver slides over to the passenger side and says his dog was the one who was driving badly. Man arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. Number of other charges. We have a photo in the show notes. That dog could not have... Come on, who's a good boy? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. What do you say to dogs? I have asthma.
8.
Number 8 is a frog first. Dogs and then frogs this week, you guys. I don't know. Every time we do a frog story, we get a couple extra clicks. I don't know what it is about frogs. It's a scientific breakthrough. They think the first ever frog pollinator. So a little orange Brazilian tree frog that eats nectar and pollinates flowers. They think that more research is needed and more funding to study the little orange frog. I'll tell you, this is how we save money in science. Okay, let me float this by you. Instead of we need more research for the little tree frog, it'd be so much easier if animals could just talk. If we could just ask this frog, put a little teeny tiny microphone in front of this frog and say, "Listen, are you pollinating here? What's going on exactly?" And then the frog would explain and we could write that one off and move on to the next experiment. The next research. Hey, so where we should be putting our funding, just to recap, teaching animals to speak.
7.
I thought there were no bad ideas when you're brainstorming, you guys.
7.
Number 7 is the taco fight story that's been in the news. I don't like it, you guys. I do not like it one bit. I'm trying to remain impartial and just be, you know, just report the weird news. But I do not like it when we're fighting about tacos. Controversial take. So, first, a little bit of the background on Taco Tuesday. There are different accounts of this all over the internet. I linked to a post by Smith and Hoppen. Smith and Hoppen, they are patent and trademark attorneys, and they did a blog post, The History of Taco Tuesday. It starts with a restaurant called Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in New Jersey. This is early 1980s. They get a federal trademark for Taco Tuesday for restaurant services. That meant other restaurants couldn't use the phrase Taco Tuesday in promotion unless they got permission from Gregory's. Everybody else was out. Gregory's had Taco Tuesday. But in 1989, Gregory's didn't renew their trademark on time, so the federal trademark got canceled. And that is when, and you'll see this restaurant name a lot in the stories about this taco fight, a Wyoming-based restaurant chain named Taco John's swoops in and they get the trademark for Taco Tuesday. They've had it ever since. I believe, according to Nation's Restaurant News, Gregory's still has the right in New Jersey. But everywhere else across the United States, Taco John's. So now you're up to date on that. Taco Bell wants to free up the use of Taco Tuesday so everyone can use it as a common phrase. They're like, "Hey, everybody says Taco Tuesday. You can't trademark that. Let us use Taco Tuesday for free." So, They even have an official filing. They have a petition on change.org. We put the link in the show notes. So I don't know. Do we take sides? We side with the little guy, Taco John's, or the bigger Taco Bell? Can't we all get a... Let's sit down and taco it out. Hey, you guys. Dad joke.
Six.
Number six, dog viciously attacks soccer ball, interrupting match. This happened during a Premier Division soccer match in Chile the other day. A dog ran onto the field and went right for that soccer ball. Sorry, football. Maybe you call it football. Where I'm from, it's mostly soccer, we call it. So they stopped play. The dog got some of that who's a good boy treatment and then was carried off the field by a player. We linked to the video. Dog had a fierce bite down on that soccer ball. Last week, remember, it was a bull interrupting rugby. If you missed that podcast, still there. Could still use the 5-star review if you go back and listen to last week. A bull got out onto the rugby field, rugby pitch, whatever you call it. The bull interrupted. And this week, it's dogs. And it's making for some very exciting sporting. You know, like if the game was going to be a little bit humdrum, you add in some wild animals or domesticated animals, or let's just call them animals, and very exciting.
Five.
That was my pitch for ESPN.
Five.
Number five, weirdest story of the week, the beer can chicken beer story. So it is a beer that is savory and delicious. I'm pretty sure. I haven't tried it. I'm on the wagon, you guys. If you miss this one in the news, Purdue Beer Company, Purdue is a poultry company. So, well, now they're a beer company. Let's back that up. Purdue is a poultry company in the United States. They know chicken. And next week, they're coming out with a new beer. Supposed to be the perfect beer to cook chicken with if you've ever tried making beer canned chicken. We link to a recipe in the show notes. The marketing department deserves, I think, a round of applause on this one. Oh, sorry. I thought we were going to put in the applause there. No? Okay, well, I'll keep going. I imagine we're sitting around the boardroom and they're like, okay, our chicken business, what are we going to do? How do we promote the chicken business? Chicken's getting stale. We need to plus our chicken business. And somebody was like, beer? And that person now owns half the company. I don't know, maybe. Promotion. So they are coming out with a beer that is probably not delicious to just drink on a hot day, but it is because it has like all these different spices and stuff. It's a savory beer. It has peppercorn in it, for crying out loud. But you're supposed to be able to make a delicious beer canned chicken out of it. Anyway, recipe and all that, link in the show notes. Price is $14.99 US for a 6-pack. Is that good? I don't know. Please grill responsibly. Oh, and by the way, take a page from whoever suggested this to the Purdue company and suggest this the next time you're in a meeting. And people are like, what are we going to do for business? Just suggest beer. See what happens.
Four.
Number four, weirdest story of the week. The Bears are ringing again. In a repeat story from last week's episode, another bear is in the news for ringing a doorbell. A human doorbell. A doorbell meant for humans to ring. This time it was in San Bernardino County. It actually happened in April, but it just made the news this past week. I think maybe because that West Virginia bear, we talked about this bear in West Virginia last week, that marched up to someone's front door and rang the doorbell. The bears are organizing, you guys. We postulated the theory last week. I present this as clear evidence. The bears are treating our homes like vending machines. They walk up to our doorbell. They ring the bell knowing a delicious snack will open the door.
Three.
I'd say just never answer the door again.
Three.
Number three is a very strong man hired by Carnival to spin Ferris wheel by hand. Just kidding. That's not a real job. He did it to raise money for charity. He set a new world record for the fastest time to rotate a Ferris wheel by hand. By the way, Ferris wheels are very heavy. Do not attempt unless you're a professional. We want to congratulate Troy Conley Magnuson, who spun the wheel around one complete rotation in 16 minutes, 55 seconds. New world record. Number two, I like it when the mysteries get solved. California UFO mystery solved. There were a bunch of UFO or UAP sightings called into authorities in California. they aren't UFOs anymore. I guess they're just FOs. They're not unidentified anymore. Can we start calling things FOs? That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it? So they look like a bunch of bright lights all in a row. We do have some video and pictures in the show notes. It turns out they were satellites. They were Starlink satellites. One of the most common reports these days of UFOs is attributed to Starlink satellites. When they're low in the orbit, you can see them with the naked eye, and that's what people were seeing.
One.
Number one weirdest story of the week is the amazing cold case that has been cracked. This has got to be, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, you guys, the most incredible famous shoe theft cold case of all times. The ruby red slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. The shoes where she's like, there's no place like home. Clicking those shoes together. Those shoes were stolen in 2005. Somebody climbed through a window, went into the museum where they were on loan, stole them from the display case. Worth millions of dollars, these shoes. Okay, so that happened in 2005. In 2018, there was an FBI sting operation, and the famous shoes were recovered. Somebody contacted the insurance company who had insured the shoes. They were on the hook for these expensive shoes. Somebody got in touch and said they could help facilitate the return of the shoes. So, 2005 stolen, 2018 recovered, but no arrests. Now, May of 2023, a grand jury has indicted a man suspected of the shoe crime. Like 18 years after they were stolen. An incredible cold case about shoes, right? The official charge is one count of theft of a major artwork. Never heard of that before. The photos and more details in the show notes if you want to check it out. We're going to wrap up there, but let me just end on this question. Was I too excited about the shoes? Maybe I was too excited about the shoes, you guys. Just such a great story. Hey, if it's a long weekend where you're at, I hope it's a good one. And I hope you can tune in to the What a Weird Week podcast again next week.